It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you are here with me. There's two phrases I want to talk about today, but first, I just want to always give you an opportunity to check out my website. I have a brand new one, infoonoils.com. That's infoonoils.com. If you're ready to make a change in your life or a healthier lifestyle, or if you just need another alternative to things you're already using, maybe you're really stressed out and your back's hurting and your stomach's not doing well, and you keep popping pills and you know it's going to hurt your liver, come over to my website, infoonoils.com, infoonoils.com. I'd love for you to check it out. Essential oils has changed my family, and I want to share that opportunity with you. I love that I hear testimonies of everyone that I've put oils into their hands. It just makes my heart sing that I'm bringing health. Who wants to be sick? First of all, nobody. Nobody wants to be sick. So I make concoctions for people, and I'm like, here, rub this on, or take this in a capsule, or... And it boosts their immune system, and it gives the body the chance to do what it needs to do, and that's fight the illnesses. And it's mankind's first medicine, really, essential oils are. Come visit my website, infoonoils.com. If you're also looking for a way to make some more money, and I don't know who doesn't at this point, come email me, amber@ambermayshow.com, amber@ambermayshow.com. Email me, and we'll talk about that. So infoonoils.com, check it out. You can also check out my other website, ambermayshow.com, theambermayshow.com. Well, two phrases that have just stuck in my mind, and I think they're so powerful, so incredibly powerful, and that was one phrase. What you think on is what you become. Let me say that again. What you think on is what you become. What a man thinks on is what he becomes. I find that very powerful. The other powerful statement that I find is that you can transform by the renewing of your mind. You can transform by the renewing of your mind. What do these two phrases have in common? Your thought process, your mind. What are you thinking about? What are you telling yourself? What are you letting others tell about you? I mean, I feel kind of heartbroken for people I see on TV. Bruce Jenner is a good example. I think he, on the show, he made a great father. I mean, he sounded like the moral compass, the wise man in the group, trying to guide his children to do the right thing. And I don't know if he allowed someone to tell him who he is, because now he's transformed himself into someone else. Someone said, well, he can still be a good father, but to me, I'm thinking, how? When he's a woman now, a father is a man. When he's so confused on who he is, how can he give his children good advice? So I fear that someone had told him something and he grabbed onto it and he kept thinking about it and meditating on it, because what you think on is what you become. And he transformed into something else. But is that possible to transform back? Sure. Because what you put into your mind is what you become, and you can transform by the renewing of your mind. So you put new things in your mind and you become that. You know, some people think they put in their mind about how stupid they are and what a failure they are, and they can't make anything work. Oh, wow. So then what are they going to transform? Yeah, they're going to transform into someone who can't get it together, who fails at everything they put their hands to, because that's what they're feeding into your mind. Your mind is so powerful. These identities that we put into ourselves are not the identities that God has for us. You know, when someone asks you, who are you? What do we immediately go to? Our sexual orientation, our jobs, our money source, our status in society. These are not our identity. Can I tell you for a second what your identity is? It's incredible. And then I want you to start putting that into your mind. I want you to transform by the renewing of your mind into what your true identity is. And I want you to also put these things into your thinking patterns, because what you think is what you're going to become. First of all, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. And God knew you before creation. He knew your name. He knew your eye color. He knew the talents. He knew your looks. He knew you before you were even, the world was even thought into existence or spoken into existence. He knew you, and he knew you by name. The thing he knows about you is he knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows when you wake up and when you lie down. He rejoices over you with singing. And he knit you together in your mother's womb. And I know that to be true, because when I was able to finally get pregnant and hold on to a child, every single day, that little baby inside of me was growing and developing and changing. And so I pictured that. He knit you together in your mother's womb. And I pictured God and singing and being happy. And I pictured him with his just overjoyed with joyness and happiness about this little person that was now inside of me, and that he was every day designing her or putting her together like a mechanic or a designer or an architecture, every day just putting one other piece together, one other piece. And how much joy that brought him, because he was bringing another person, his beloved child, to existence. When you ask parents, are they happy that they had a kid? And I'm talking the good parents, okay? We're talking good parents. Of course, they're going to say yes. The day that my child entered my world, my life was the best day I've ever experienced. And those yearning to have a child understand this feeling I'm talking about. And then when you finally do get blessed with a child, it's this feeling like you've never felt before. This joy that comes over you. And I can't even put it into words. So I understand when God says he rejoices over us with singing and he knit us together in his mother's womb, and how exciting that was for him. And not only that, but he knows everything about us, and he put talents into each one of us. And those talents are supposed to benefit mankind. It's to bring music. Music's beautiful to listen to. People can relate to joyous times or to difficult circumstances. He gave people the ability to draw and paint so we can look at beauty, so our world is not boring. He gave some people the gift of comedy, to bring laughter and joy into our hearts, especially to come in during times of trouble and lift up the mood a little bit. He gave people the gift of entertainment. He's given people the gift of healing. We have doctors and nurses, and I truly feel like it's a gift that they're called to do this, because it's not easy to see someone hurting, bleeding, in distress, and these doctors and nurses put these people back together. It's beautiful. We get our family members back. They help us get rid of diseases. And that's one thing I love about essential oils. It helps your body. It aids your body so that when chronic illnesses and diseases come along, you can fight that. And God gave us the tools to do that with medicine, with doctors, with nurses. Then he gave some people the calling of protection, That's why some people feel led to join the military, become a police officer, a law enforcement officer. Some people just have that calling to help others. It's all a calling. It's all gifts that he gave each personality. Otherwise, this world would not work out. And he gave the gift of family. A mother and father are so important to building a family. But the reason why God made a family as a mother and a father and children is so he can reveal his nature to us, so he can teach us who he is. And it only works in that type of relationship where you have a mother and a father and the family unit. That's where he really shows us who he is. And if you would like to learn more about that, I did a whole series. You can go to my podcast page. So you can type in your search engine, the Amber May Show podcast. And once you get to my podcast, search in the search engine there about family. And it will come up, the shows will come up about family and about how God reveals himself and why that's the only way that God can really truly teach us who he is through that type of family unit. And people struggle with that, with what does family look like and what does my personal love life look like. People struggle with that issue. But again, it goes back to you can transform by the renewing of your mind, and what you think is what you become. Women, a lot of women choose constantly bad relationships. They constantly seek out men, and they don't even know it. It's a subconscious thing. And it comes back to self-worth and what they think of themselves deep down. It's not something people consciously go around saying, oh, he's a dirtbag. I'm gonna date that man. No, that doesn't happen. But again, it's who's telling you who you are? Is it the media telling you who you are? People from elementary school that were so mean, it sticks with us sometimes. Telling us who, even high school, telling us who we are. Man, we get so fragile with our self-esteem, and I understand that. I mean, I'm one to say that too. I'm the same way. I value what people think of me. Whether you want to admit it or not, I think most of us do. And so those identities kind of stick with us when people say we're this or we're that. Or someone takes something precious from us, our innocence away from us. And then sometimes that leads to a lot of confusion. But there's things that we go through in life that tell us who we are. And then we think about those things. And sometimes our parents fail us at giving us a good foundation of who we are. That we are loved and cared for. That we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That there is a God in heaven that designed you and loved you so much. He knew that there was this problem called sin, and it separated us from him. So he wanted to fix that by sending his only son to die on the cross so that we can have a relationship with him. And I only have one child. And there is no way I would ever sacrifice my kid for other people. Sorry. It ain't gonna happen. But God loved us more than I could love somebody, because there is no way I'm giving up my kid. But God loved us more that he was able to do that so we can have a reconciled relationship with him. But he did know the end, and he knew that God, that Jesus, his son, would resurrect and that he'd be reunited with him. But for that time being, if you read the scriptures, it shares about how God was saddened by that. All of heaven was saddened by that. I'm sure hell rejoiced, but all of heaven was saddened by the death of Jesus Christ. And Mary, his mother on earth, had to see her firstborn son sacrificed for the entire world. He was an innocent man, loving, caring, gave his heart to many, reached out, was a very compassionate man. When people who society thought were no good sinners and people no one would want around in their life, Jesus showed him something different. He said, I care about you, even though society says you're this, that, and the other. And even though society disregards you, I still care about you. That's the message he gave to those people. So isn't that the message that we should think about and renew in our mind instead of the message that media, our peers, maybe our family gave us? We shouldn't cling to those terrible messages that we identify with, our sexual orientation, our lack of motherhood, fatherhood, lack of parenthood, or if you do have kids, or our job, or our social status. That's not the identity that we need to keep in our hearts and souls. And that's not the identity that we need to feed into our minds, because we need to renew our mind and transform into the person that God wants us to be, so that we can have a relationship with him, and that we can, he gave everyone a plan and a purpose. But sometimes it takes a journey, a little journey, to find out what that plan and purpose is. And that journey involves asking God to direct your path, to find out what did God place you on earth for? Because every single person has a purpose, including my 4 children that I've lost in a miscarriage. I say yesterday that it's a curse and a blessing. It's a blessing in a sense I can help women who are grieving and hurting in their hearts, because I've been there. I know what it feels like. I understand. I can sympathize and understand the barren women, because I have been there. I've given up hope that I could ever have a child. I felt less than a woman. I felt like I left my husband down. There's all these things, and I started telling myself these and putting them in my brain. And I was thinking on those things. And I started transforming who I was. But that wasn't my identity. But I can relate to those people and help them through, find their true identity in Jesus Christ, and that's not it. Just because you can't have children doesn't mean there's not a plan and a purpose for you. And it doesn't mean you are less than. That's not the case at all. So it was a blessing and a curse. It's sad that I have to feel the grief and sadness of others as well as myself. But at least I can help somebody. And that's where it comes down to. I hope you'll really ponder those 2 statements today. What you think on is what you become. But you can transform by the renewing of your mind. You can get rid of those old patterns, those old identities, those old things that are making your life miserable. Let's face it, we all have things in our life that are making us miserable. Let's dump that and move on with transforming our mind. You can always reach me at theambermayshow.com. Please visit my website, email me, let me know what you think. If you have any questions, let me know. And remember, instead of thinking about number 1, just yourself, think about number 2, somebody else, because eventually number 2 will look out for you.